And welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner visiting now with Norwalk senior baseball player Peyton Nichols. He's the first baseman for the Warrior baseball team. And Peyton, we'll start you off with, besides baseball, what are some of the other high school sports and activities that you've been a part of?
I haven't participated in any other sports, but I enjoy hunting and fishing. I've done that with a couple classmates over the course of my 4 years. And I enjoy going to basketball and football games and soccer games since my sister plays.
Okay. In baseball, I guess, what is your favorite or your best high school sports memory so far of baseball?
I would probably have to say my first game of my junior year. We beat Urbandale when we were at Urbandale. It was a lot of fun. Not only because it was my first varsity game, it was a really good win, like an all-around team win. Everyone had a hand in it, and it was a good way to start a year.
Okay. And then do you have any superstitions or any pregame rituals that you have to do before every game?
I always have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich before a game.
And then how about after the game? Is there somewhere you guys go to eat or hang out?
If Wendy's ice cream shop in Norwalk's open, we'll go stop there, or we'll go get some ice cream at McDonald's, whatever's open. Also, like jumping in the pool after a game, it's a good way to cool off.
Absolutely. Warm-up song, you got anything that you're listening to before a game?
Really, whatever's on. It's been a lot of John Party lately as a team. Good Directions by Billy Cunningham, I think it is. It's been, like, it just as a team, I think everyone kind of likes those kind of songs.
And then how about in school? What were some of your favorite subjects or favorite classes that you took?
Biology. I like biology and anatomy. I like seeing how things work and animals and that kind of thing.
Is that something that you're going to go study in college?
Exercise science is what I'm planning on majoring on. So, yeah, anatomy and physiology side kind of carried for my future.
And where are you headed to?
Luther College in Decorah, Iowa.
Okay. When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up, and how about now? Has that changed a lot?
I wanted to be a professional football player when I was younger. And nowadays, it's probably a GM or a coach somewhere, a college coach somewhere.
Okay. In football or baseball?
That would have been football.
Okay.
Not football, baseball. I think I'd want to be more of a youth coach, kind of coach my kids. I think that would be more fun than having it as an occupation.
A little less stressful.
Yeah. Spend more time with your kids.
Okay. Do you have a job right now, and what is it?
I'm an umpire through USSSA.
Any siblings in your family? I already mentioned your sister, I guess. How many siblings do you have? Tell me a little bit about them and how well you get along with them.
I have two siblings. Paige, she's a sophomore in high school. PJ, he's going to be sixth grade. I mean, we all get along with each other. We fight a little bit, but as all families do. I mean, when we go out on trips, I don't really feel like I'm missing friends because I have those two.
Oh, that's awesome. Again, we're visiting with Norwalk baseball player Peyton Nichols on a Let's Get to Know segment. How about Hawkeye or Cyclone fan, or maybe neither?
Neither. I'm a Badger fan.
Oh, wow. So Chris Larson is a fan of yours then.
Yeah.
Favorite pro sports team, whether that's baseball or football, basketball, whatever. Your favorite pro sports team, and what's your best memory of them?
The Green Bay Packers. When I was 12, I went to the game at Lambeau where I saw Jordy Nelson catch two touchdown passes against the Vikings. So that was a good memory.
And then how about family vacations? You kind of referenced that. What's your favorite vacation you've ever been on, and what made it so great?
A couple years ago, my family and I went to Alaska for 10 days, and we saw Denali and went salmon fishing and all that. It was a great experience. It's so wild and here there, so it was very pretty.
Do you have any family pets, and tell me about them?
My dog Camo, he died about a year ago, but we still feel his presence.
What is your most prized possession and why?
Oh, that would have to be a Josh Hader warm-up ball from, I think, 2014 that I caught. It was the first professional game I remember. It was at Miller Park.
So you're all about the Wisconsin teams, Brewers, you got Packers, Badgers.
Originally from there.
Okay. When did you move to Iowa?
2012.
How about a go-to midnight snack?
A bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Do you have any collections? Do you collect any sports memorabilia or anything like that?
I have a lot of baseball cards from the 80s and 90s.
If you could snap your fingers and make one thing better in the world, what would it be?
Less gun violence.
Do you believe in life on other planets?
I do.
And do you think we'll ever have evidence of it?
Hope so. That'd be cool to see how other things live, I guess.
And then just one more for you. If you could time travel, would you go into the future or would you want to go into the past, and you know, how far back or how far forward?
Probably into the past, probably 50 years. It was just easier and simpler then.
Absolutely. Anything specific that would interest you from that time frame?
Barry Bonds. I don't know. Well, maybe like the first generation of baseball, like after World War II, that like the greatest generation and all those baseball players that came back, like Joe DiMaggio and all those Yankee guys.
Ted Williams, guys like that, yep.
Yeah. Those guys kind of made the game.
Absolutely. We'll do one more. You said baseball is kind of your sport. Now, if you could play another sport that you currently weren't participating in, which would it be?
Basketball.
Did you ever play it very much?
I did. I did a lot growing up.
Well, that's been Norwalk senior baseball player Peyton Nichols on Let's Get to Know. Thanks a lot, Peyton, for your time.
Thank you.